We're back on with Pete Sorrell, getting a Western UP report, and I appreciate you giving us a little time.
Oh, yeah, Adam. You know, I'm sitting out here at camp, and I just enjoy this type of weather. You know, it's about 38 out here, and I might make a little wood this afternoon, only because I like to do it.
I see what you're saying, so split a little bit of wood, and I assume you got the old wood stove cranked up there in camp.
Oh, you bet, Adam. That's my favorite. You know, my nephews always complain when they hear the creak wood stove, the door open, it means I'm putting another log on, and it's, you know, it's right around 80 in camp.
All right, well, we talked about the deer in the Western UP and how the snow helped kind of confirm some movement corridors and numbers of deer and activity levels. You think you're right on the cusp of full rut, which would make sense and is consistent with what we're hearing as well, kind of here in the central UP. But let's switch now to an epic bird season. Haven't heard a whole lot about woodcock in the Western UP, but man, what a year for grouse.
Adam, I got to tell you, all the guys that I've talked to and have come in the shop, and Fred has said, man, oh man, the reports that he's been getting, and you never seen so many smiles on the bird hunters. And even today, when I was out in the woods, I flushed three or four and could easily have gotten several of them. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of partridge that we're seeing. And as far as the woodcock go, I'm sorry, Adam, but I haven't seen those little birds around much this year. They were here earlier, but the last couple weeks, coming in and out of camp and traveling the back roads here, I haven't seen many. Matter of fact, I haven't seen any. So it's really strange for this area because we usually get quite a few coming through.
Well, that's consistent with the reports we've been getting on woodcocks, so I'm not surprised at all. I think they boogied through earlier, but anything else going on at Fred's that you've heard any good stories about? Any big bears or any big bucks at all?
Well, on a not-so-good note, he wants to let everybody know that shells are awful scarce this year, and if you can pick some up for your particular caliber that you like, make sure you do early, because Johnny-come-latelys are going to be really left holding the bag, because shells are just like hen's teeth, and for whatever reason, he has been wiped out of many of the, you know, 30-30s and 30-06s. He doesn't have any of those. You know, Fred is, he is a smart operator, and he's really Johnny on the spot as far as getting the shells for his customers, and he's warning everybody, make sure you get them early.
Yeah, that's not the first time we've heard that this year. There's supply chain issues all over the place, including at sporting goods stores. So best of luck to everybody finding ammunition for sure right now. Well, other than that, anything else?
Oh, that's about it for this week, Adam. I want everybody to make sure they have a safe and good hunting season coming up. And if we hear of any big deer getting taken with the bows, we'll be sure to let you know.
Appreciate that. Pete Sorrell from Fred's in Kenton giving us that Western UP report again on The Outdoor Show.